So let's review. The Gemara continues with the following statement of Rav cited on the previous daf. Beya imitzi asa nigmara. And offers two additional explanations. Rav is teaching Beya imitzi as ruba nigmara, which agrees with the following statement of Rabbi Yechanan. Beya shiatsa ruba me'er v'yamtev v'chazra mutaris la'achal b'yamtev. If the majority of the egg emerged from the chicken before yamtev, it is considered to have been laid, and even if it returns inside the chicken and is then laid again on yamtev, it is permitted on yamtev. Some explain Rav to mean Beya im yitzias kula nigmara, which does not agree with Rabbi Yechanan. Rav holds that only if the egg emerged completely before yamtev is it considered laid and permitted on yamtev, but a partial emergence, even a majority, is not considered to have been laid before yamtev. Therefore, when it is laid on yamtev, it's considered a beya shenal de yamtev and it's forbidden. The Gemara returns to one of the brayos taught in the previous daf. Gufa, hashecheres hadan negaylus u'matza ba beim gemuras matars la'ach machalav. Fully completed eggs found in the chicken may be eaten with milk, as they are not considered part of the chicken. Rabbi Yaakov teaches that if the eggs were connected with sinews to the chicken, they're still considered part of the chicken and forbidden to be eaten with milk. The Gemara brings a braisa to challenge the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov. Taraban, ha'eichel menivlas ayif tahar, min ha'shalal shel beyim, min ha'tzamis u'min ha'gidin, u'min ha'basa shenitlish min ha'chai, tahar. A kosher bird that died without shechita is unique in that it is not metame b'maga. It does not make a person tame by contact. Rather, it is metame b'vesabliya. A person becomes tame by eating and swallowing the meat of the bird. Therefore, the statement that one who eats shalal shel beitzim, clusters of eggs, is tahar, because it is not considered part of the bird, would seem to contradict Rav Yaakov. The Gemara answers that Rav Yaakov differentiates between isser and tumah. Rashi explains. Rabbi Yaakov agrees that the cluster of eggs is not basr, and therefore regarding nivlas leiv tahar, one who eats it is tahar. However, regarding the isra, basr mechalav, it is asr midrabanim because it might be confused with the basr. The Gemara proceeds with a related brisa. Taraban, kol tashmisha b'yoyim noilid b'yoyim. Species which mate only during the day give birth only during the day. For example, tarnagol is a chicken. And the ramification would be, if on Erev Yom Tov we check towards evening and did not find an egg, and on Yom Tov morning before daybreak we see an egg, we can be sure that the egg was not laid at night, but rather before nightfall, before Yom Tov, and we simply did not see it when checking, and therefore the egg would be permissible on Yom Tov. However, this is limited to by the ikar zachar bahada, fertilized eggs, which result from mating, but saft mi'ara, non-fertilized eggs, are sometimes laid at night. The Gemara now refers back to the second machlekes in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. B'shami hold that the shear to be chayav on Pesach for Bal Yeruah is a kezayis of sa'ur, sourdough, and a kezayis for actual chametz. B'shil oimrim zeb zeb kezayis. Whereas B'shil hold that the shear for sourdough and chametz are both a kezayis. The Gemara first explains that the reasoning of B'shami is based on the pasuk le'yiruah l'cha chametz v'le'yiruah l'cha sa'ur b'chol gevalecha. If the shiurim for sa'ur and chametz were the same, the pasuk did not need to specify sa'ur, since we would understand from a kal v'chaimer that if chametz is chayav b'kezayis, then sa'ar, which is intense chametz, certainly would be chayav b'kezayis as well. And so, if the pasuk specifies sa'ar separately, it is to designate a separate shear for sa'ar. Basil, however, explains the necessity for mentioning both chametz and sa'ar. We might think that there is an isra bal yirah only for sa'ar because it's chimutzi kasha, intense chametz, but not for regular chametz, which is in chimutzi kasha. Or, we might think that there is an Issa Bal Yirah only for chametz, because it is ro'al achila, fit to eat, but not for sa'ar, which is ain ro'al achila, not fit to eat. Therefore, the Torah needs to specify them both to teach the Isser, but not to teach Shebet Shirah. The Gemara asks from the teaching of Reb Zeira. The pasuk states, Shivas yam sa'ar li'imatze bevatechem, ki kol oichel machmetzes, v'nichar sa'an nefesh ahim ha'meha. Now, pasuk ha'kasa b'sa'ar, b'sa'ar m'chametz. The pasuk begins with sa'ar, and ends with chametz. To teach that both have the same shear, namely kezayis. The Gemara answers that Reb Zeira is discussing isra achila, eating chametz, and both Beishami and Beisil agree that achila is bekezayis both for chametz and for sa'ar. The machlekes in the Mishnah is regarding biur, removal of chametz from one's premises. Beishami holds that b'yirah b'yimatzav of chametz is only bekezayis because le'afinan biur machila. We do not learn beer from achila, whereas Beisil holds b'yirah b'yimatzav of chametz is bekezayis because yafinan beer machila. We do learn beer from achila. The Gemara now goes on to explain the third machlekes in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Hashechit chayav o'if b'yamtiv. If someone slaughtered fowl or chaya, a non-domesticated animal on yamtiv, both of which are chayav and kisadam, that the blood of the slaughter must be covered with earth. Bishami holds that one may dig up earth to use for kisei adam, whereas Bethil hold that one should not slaughter a fowl or a chaya unless one has the earth prepared from before Yom Tov. Rabbi explains that while the word hashechid usually implies b'di'evid only after he has performed the shechita, here it is referring to the following situation. Hashechid sheboli molich, one who is about to perform shechita on Yom Tov and does not have earth prepared to perform kisei adam, and he's asking for direction. We tell him to first perform the shechita, and then dig up the earth and perform kisei adam. We tell him not to shecht. Rav Yosef modifies the opinion of Beishami slightly as being, Leich chafar shochet v'kisa. First dig up the earth, and then perform the shechita. Rav Yosef explains that both he and Rabbah agree, Shashechet tzarech sheyit n'afa l'mata v'afa l'mala, that earth must be placed under the blood as well as over it. However, Rabbah holds that on Yom Tov, only if he already has earth below do we allow him to shecht, and then dig for additional earth to cover the dam, because there is an additional concern that if we first dig the earth, one might reconsider and not perform shechita after all, and the digging on Yom Tov will have been for naught. Rav Yosef allows it, for if we do not allow him to dig before the shechita, he won't shecht the animal at all, and he will not properly enjoy Simchas Yom Tov. The Gemara continues with our Mishnah and clarifies. Both Beit Hill and Beit Shammai agree that if one already performs Shechita on Yom Tov on a chay or a knife, that they may dig up earth with a spade and cover the blood. He may dig up the earth only in a case where a spade was already lodged in the earth, and the earth is a loose type of earth which would not necessitate digging and crushing on Yom Tov, thereby eliminating the malachas of chayrish, plowing, and teichin, grinding. And although even this minimal process would create a hole in the earth, which is usually forbidden in Yom Tov because of Baina, building, we previously learned that Hachayfer Guma B'Shabbos Ve'en Etzarch Elafara Potrala. One who digs a hole where he does not need the hole, but only wishes to use the dirt, is not liable because it is a malacha She'en Etzarch L'Gufa, a malacha done for a different purpose than for which it was done in the Mishkan. Tosis asks, V'Tema, Dim Kein Potav Lasa L'Ketchila. Generally, malacha she'en tzich legufa is still awesome drabbanan. V'yashleim adim yishim simchas yamtiv mutrafa likatchila. Chama allowed it in this case so that he could have meat for yamtiv.